It is a Sunday gutter. The main fella's away. So I have got with me Ian Ryan, Andy Bell and Stu Wright. And we're going to carry on bravely and see whether or not we can honour. I don't want to say his memory because that would make the whole situation feel much more long-term and terminal than it is. But keep to the principles of what Mr. Gutman is indeed about on this show. With a little bit, I think, of slightly mindless speculation. In that... what isn't speculation, Ian Ryan, is that Gerald Quanta looks like he's going to be leaving Liverpool. What then is the case is Liverpool obviously could do with replacing them. They can't move into next season, surely, with three centre-backs and one of them is Joe Gomez and another one's Ibu Konate. That doesn't make any sense, I don't think. And also Liverpool want to improve where they can as well. But one of the difficulties is, first and foremost, Liverpool are getting good money for Quanta. They'd have to spend good money on another centre-back. And another difficulty is that Liverpool already now, with Wirt signing and the likelihood of Kerkez signing, will be over their homegrown quota. So it leaves Liverpool with a bit of a problem. Quanta wasn't registered last season, didn't have to be, but he would have been registered this season as homegrown. The thing is, as we've discussed, the thing with homegrown is not to worry about whether or not you've got enough homegrown people. It's what's actually happening with the non-homegrown slots. So it leaves Liverpool in a bit of a bind, I think, but they obviously wanted to take the opportunity to move Quanta onto Leverkusen.
Yeah, and I can see the sense in that. I think watching Quanta last season, the games he did play, it was just very apparent to me that it was a lad who was almost... at times really crying out to be playing more football. He just looked like a lad who needed to be playing more games. And you'd have to say, is he going to get those games at Liverpool? It's very, very doubtful. And I think there was two things that could potentially happen. I think if the manager truly, truly rated him, I think he might be seeing something like a loan where he think he can go and develop on someone else's watch, then come back and we'll see with what we've got then. But maybe the manager's just not sure of him. And they're thinking now, actually, it just suits all parties if he goes away on a permanent move, which is a bit of a shame because if you go back 18 months, I don't think there's many people, maybe any of us sitting here right now, who would have thought, you know, Quanta's Liverpool career would have been as short and sweet as that. And listen, he's had a decent stint at times. And he still only is 22. He's not 23 until the January. So you have to remember that. But I think there's certain positions on a football pitch where I think it's unbelievably hard just to be dropped in every now and again. Goalkeeper's probably one because it's hugely isolated, but also centre-half as well. It's unforgiving and you see a shitload of the ball all the time.